You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This spread is set at 1.5. The Broncos plus 1.5 now at 10-11, with the Raiders minus 1.5 at 10-11, which suggests to me, Gil, that the line has moved in Oakland's favour in the early part of the week.
It has. It has exactly done that. And I could throw at you a whole bunch of stats that I will typically do. For me, this game comes down to one simple thing. And this is a great game. This is probably the best matchup of the week in the NFL, in a week that doesn't really have that many great fan, from a fan perspective, great matchups. 2-6-2 teams, along with Kansas City at 5-2, atop the AFC West. If the playoffs were to start now, you got three teams coming out of that division. Oakland has done it by, you know, several things. First, by winning tight games. They're 5-1 in games decided by 8 points or fewer this season. That's the most such wins in the NFL. They're 5-0 on the road, but they find themselves here at home in a primetime game. They don't get very many primetime games. So I think a lot of that movement has to do with this notion that this is them on the stage. They don't get this stage very often. It's in front of their home crowd. It's a night game. They're going to be riled up. But for me, it comes down to one thing. They won that game against Tampa Bay last week, did the Raiders, in overtime, less than 2 minutes left in overtime, in a game that they committed 23 penalties. That is an NFL record. By the way, one other penalty was declined, and another one was an offsetting penalty. So really, it was 25, which is just ridiculous.
I watched that game, Gil, by the way, and I thought, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Every single time the Oakland Raiders made a play, they got called back.
Isn't it painful to watch?
It was as if they were going crazy on the sidelines, but there was a sign of, rather than frustration towards the end of that match, Gil, it was just a sign of resignation on the Raiders' sidelines, as if it was expected towards the end.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm looking for is something from the coach afterwards that makes me think, okay, they're gonna do something about this. And I'm not sure I got that from Jack Del Rio. You know, in the end, yes, he sort of distinguished between the aggressive penalties that are taking place on the field versus sort of the mental ones which should be avoided. But he said, you know, look, I think the great thing is that we played through it and got the win. And I just don't know. You know, look, do I expect them to get 23-25 penalties again against the Broncos? No, but even if they get half that, which this Oakland team is very capable of doing, you're not beating the Broncos. And I guess my point is, if they don't get that touchdown with less than 2 minutes left in overtime last week, and that game ends in a tie, or God forbid for the Raiders, they end up losing that game, is this spread really what it is right now? Does that line movement come on the Raiders? You know, look, I'm not talking about would it be 4 points different, but I think there is some difference. So I think there is some value here on the Broncos on the road. I think they're still, their defense is still the best unit on the field, as good as the Raiders offense has played. And Derek Carr has been fabulous. Make no mistake. 513 yards last week, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He's just the third player in history to have that stat line ever in a game in the history of the league. Certainly, Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree have been great, but they've got to go up against Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib, who looks like he's going to play for the Broncos. That right there is everything. The Broncos have the kryptonite. And again, the Raiders have to be super disciplined if they want to beat this Broncos team. I don't think they can do it.
I think there are probably three factors at play here, Gil. You've mentioned one in terms of last week's results having a bearing on the spread this week in this matchup between the Broncos and the Raiders. The other factors are people are starting to question whether Denver's defense is as good as it was last season. And there's a feeling that Trevor Siemian now might have been slightly worked out, given that some of these teams have game film on him now. So I think those are the three factors at play here and why there is some negativity towards the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with the Trevor Siemian point. I don't think, you know, look, in the first few weeks, people are losing their minds over Carson Wentz, too. You know, they're rookies. They're not going to be great. Look, Dak Prescott is the one guy who's just absolutely defying all thoughts of what a rookie quarterback ought to be. But Dak Prescott has the greatest offensive line in the league in front of him and a spectacular running back behind that offensive line. So he's got so much pressure taken off of him. None of these other guys have that. Trevor Siemian certainly doesn't. C.J. Anderson is out now with a knee injury. Devontae Booker, who was a great collegiate player, He's had some limitations in practice this week because of a shoulder injury suffered last week against the Chargers, but he's going to be their starting running back. So we'll find out a lot about Devontae Booker. He's going to be key to take some pressure off Trevor Siemian. But the Raiders' defense isn't scaring anybody. Besides Khalil Mack, they've got nobody to pressure the quarterback, and I think that helps Simeon's cause. And the Broncos might be getting back on the other side of the ball, might be getting back Brandon Marshall, their standout linebacker. So, you know, for me, it's the Broncos. I respect the Raiders. But look, you know, let me just throw out one stat since I didn't throw out any really for this game. Broncos number one in yards per play allowed in the league, 4.5. The Raiders dead last. They're allowing 6.5 yards per play on defense. That ultimately, look, defense matters. And if they can't do anything pressuring Siemian, I'm going to go Broncos here.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.